Statistics show that violent crime in the city of Rockford has dipped over time. But perception doesn't always match data. On this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Jesse Schlacks looks at frontline efforts to fight crime in the city.
Or you can put it on the window. When you raise the window, it breaks it. So that would give the real loud noise and hopefully scare the intruder away.
Yes.
Those are only like $9.
Yeah, but that's perfect.
The North End Square Neighborhood Association recently held a public presentation on cost-effective home security. Rockford resident Vicki Fogel is on the board. She says there are creative ways to make your home safer.
I have a friend of mine that actually recorded the barking of a pit bull that her friend had, and she keeps it right by the door. And if anybody ever gives her any trouble, she's going to hit that button. And trust me, they're not going to come in if they hear that.
Fogel says it's important to be proactive in guarding your home.
If anything ever happens, I don't want to look back on it and say, boy, I wish I would have. I want to have already done it and tried the best I could to take care of my home.
A key mission of the group is to keep crime down. Fogel says banding together with neighbors and taking pride in the community has made the North End a better place to live.
If you want good neighbors, you have to be a good neighbor. And you have to take care of your property and your home and those types of elements in your life.
Assistant Deputy Chief Doug Pan has served many roles with the Rockford Police Department. He's been actively involved in combating crime in the city. Pan says that as of the end of June, overall violent crime is down about 8%. He says property crimes have seen a 15% reduction, but Pan says a lot of work is still needed to keep violent crime down.
Where you see most crime going down, violent crime has been very steady. And, you know, so up and down, but it's still a problem.
He says the department has overhauled the way it tackles crime. Pan says they're shifting away from targeting hot spots or areas where crimes tend to happen.
We've recognized that focusing on an area of the city geographically isn't the answer, and that what we need to do is focus on the most violent people that are involved in the crime.
Pan says it's damaging to cast a net over a certain area of the city.
There's people that live there that are, a lot of people that live there that are good people, that aren't involved in the crime, that are coming and going from work, and, you know, or trying to raise their families, and they're not involved in crime, but they fall to minor violations and enforcement from law enforcement.
So instead, Pan says the department is investing more in its technology. He says social network analysis helps find connections between people rather than locations. Pan says they also are working to implement gunshot detection systems, which use triangulation to pinpoint where gunfire occurs.
Instead of an officer getting a call for service where someone calls in that there's, you know, gunshots and it happened two blocks that way, I think.
Pan says it's an expensive system, but can make the department more efficient. He says it's still crucial for residents to report crimes.
Only 20% of the time, statistically nationwide, are people calling the police when they hear gunshots. That's not acceptable in the community.
He attributes the inaction to a lack of trust in law enforcement.
We need those. We need the community to bolster our efforts and to talk to us when something happens, to trust that they can come to the police department when they're in need and not get arrested. You know, that they can share information and we're not going to divulge that.
Pan says the department is bumping up its community engagement to help bridge the trust. For example, he says each district's police station has a community room for recreation. Pan says he has seen young people heading to the station's basketball court.
And when I pulled up, there's a van out on 10th Street, the side street where the police station is, and there was about 15 kids got out of this van and went into the police station. It was the coolest thing, you know, because they're you don't see that very often.
He says many of the department's activities are focused on young people.
And we know that we need to reach them at a younger and younger age all the time if we want to make an impact.
Lou Ness leads the Chaplain Division for the Rockford Police and Fire Departments. She says chaplains are part of a lesser-known effort in the battle against crime.
You'll see chaplains, and it often looks like they're doing nothing except standing there. But we really are paying very close attention. And sometimes we just will go stand near people. We are the non-anxious presence in the midst of anxiety.
Ness says chaplains also are responsible for giving death notifications to families.
We don't use any flowery language. We don't. You can't ease that kind of news into people except by being direct.
Ness says she doesn't believe crime and violence are rampant in the city. She says police are making strides in strengthening community relations.
I mean, if you come to district offices, they're pretty empty. Because everybody's on the street, and that's really where they're supposed to be.
But Ness says public perception of crime may be worse than reality.
We don't want to talk about what's really working and what we're doing well and how we can, you know, the difference we made, because people are pretty much the glass is half empty.
She encourages people who don't like what's going on to get involved with neighborhood watch groups or do volunteer work.
There's so many things that people can do to make a difference in their city that complaining about it and doing nothing, that's not very effective.
Going forward, Ness says Rockford faces racial and economic segregation, which may contribute to the crime and public perception of the city being dangerous. She says these topics need to be addressed on a larger scale.
So I would love to see Rockford as a community engaged in a vigorous debate about how those two things, race and poverty, harm the city and get in the way of reducing some of this crime.
I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.